Right, I'm at number 10 Downing Street as part of the Big Society Awards reception, and I'm with Ryan Marshall. Ryan, tell me about the project that you've won an award for. Where are you from, and tell me what it does?
We're from Chapelfield Shopping Centre in Norwich. We run a custody and community project, which basically we take serving prisoners out of a prison during the day and put them into a work placement and an environment in which they can learn and develop their skills to prepare them for release. So on a day-to-day basis, they will be released and returned to prison on the same day. We've worked with now 125 prisoners,
right,
and 91% of those prisoners have gone on to secure employment and not reoffend.
So what's the normal reoffending rates?
The normal percentage of people that don't reoffend is about 40%. So we've more than doubled that in our area, in our community, which is absolutely fantastic. We work closely with Norwich Prison. We've just started working with Blunderston Prison also, which is a closed prison, so they don't have open conditions. We currently we've got five at the minute that come down to us every day from Blunderston Prison via a taxi and gain vital work experience. I was part of that project.
I was going to say, you're talking of, yeah.
Yeah, sorry,
so,
yeah.
So, no, you were in prison yourself?
Yes, yeah. I was only released 10 months ago from prison. I served 2 years inside Norwich Prison. Once I entered my last year, I got an opportunity after a risk assessment, I got the opportunity to go down to Chapelfields and experience some work experience. I started there as a painter and decorator and just assisted on site with general painting duties.
So sort of doing maintenance around the shopping centre?
Maintenance around the shopping centre, yeah, that's correct. And then from there, really, I went on to work voluntary as part of the customer service team. Once they had sort of assessed my abilities and skills and supported me to gain confidence and things like that, I was then placed in a different role in the customer service team. With them obviously full aware that I was a serving prisoner, fantastic support. A job opportunity came up while I was there and I was given that job. So I was actually a full-time employee of the shopping centre.
Whilst still in prison.
So from there, I actually worked 8 months of my prison sentence in Chapelfield Shopping Centre. 4 months of that, I was in a full-time paid employment. From there, I quickly moved into a coordinator's role, a commercial coordinator's role. Done very, very well in the 6 months I'd done that. Another opportunity came up after the 6 months, which I applied for. I then got. I'm now an environmental service manager for the shopping centre, the only one there. I've got 40 staff under me. I'm responsible for the maintenance, all the soft services of the whole centre, and all the waste streams that come through it, so the recycling and things like that.
So before this opportunity presented it to you, what were you expecting your future to be like?
My expectation when I went to prison, and I knew I had 2 years in prison, it was my first experience of prison, so I didn't really know what to expect. I can tell you it wasn't very nice, and I expected on release to come out with the £48 that they give you for release, with no home to go to, no job, and this is why I think it's so important that people realise this, because that in itself would have potentially turned me back to crime. And at Chapelfield, that's what we're doing. We're breaking that cycle. So instead, for me, I came out with a full-time job, a house to go to, which was also supported by Chapelfield, finding me a residence and things like that. So when I released, I had somewhere to go. I walked out of my prison gate with my bags packed into my new home, and the next day I went back to work. And only because of the project could that have ever happened, ever. And that isn't just for me. That's for loads of other young people that have come through the project.
I mean, maybe I completely sympathise with what the project does and what it's done for you, but I'm just, and this is maybe not an easy question, but there's lots of young people who are unemployed at the moment. There might be people whose sons and daughters have done their exams, blah, 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 not gone to prison and are struggling to find opportunities. Do you think it's a tricky thing? I mean, preventing people committing crime is a good thing, mm-hmm. but it's a tricky balancing act, do you think?
It is a tricky balancing act, but we have also worked with 45 other young people that haven't served time in prison, and they have come to us via charities and things like that, because the charities are aware of what we're doing, and they're also supporting prisoners and were supporting myself. They've recognised youngsters that potentially would move into crime and have recommended them to us. They've come to us and we have supported them in their development and moved them into employment. And none of them have reoffended.
And you're protecting the community.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's all about victims as well. Don't get it wrong, there was victims to my crime. And there's victims in everybody's crime. And I don't think sometimes people realise how many victims there are. It isn't just the direct people you affect, it's their families, the ripple effect. And the whole time I spent at Chapelfield, I was very, very conscious of my victims. I wasn't... If they didn't want me there, working out in the public, I wouldn't have gone. And that message is clear all the way. If there's issues with victims, we don't put people in them positions. But luckily, I had fantastic support from my victims, and they let me do this. And you're right, from that support, it then gives these people opportunities, and then in the long term, it's that same ripple effect, but with crime, it's going down in our local community, which is fantastic, fantastic.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.